Joe and Alex Show. This is Radio Now. Follow us, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram. Dictionary.com just added more than 300 new words and phrases, and oh, God, I just don't understand some of the things that get added in, Alex. These are some of the dumbest things I've ever seen. Screen time. They say it's a noun. It's the amount of time spent watching content on a screen.
Oh, yeah.
By a side note, you ever look at your on your phone, you know how you can do the time thing of how many times you open your, like you pick up your phone, what you're browsing? Do you do that or
no? I never look because it depresses me.
Exactly. My what Lindsay said it to me. I'm like, babe, I'm not looking. And then my excuse is like, well, it's for work, but it's like, that doesn't make it any better. It still kind of hurts a little bit. Still kind of punches you in the gut. Jomo. Do you know what that is?
Jomo.
J-O-M-O. It's a noun, they say.
Sounds like something you made up.
Yeah, like yoga? No, Jomo stands for the for joy of missing out. It's a feeling of contentment when you actually pursue your own activities and don't necessarily go along with what all your friends are doing.
Whoa, I thought there only was FOMO.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I could have Jomo because I'm like, what are they doing? Even if I don't want to do what they're doing, I'm like, well, what if?
Oh, I have Jomo sometimes.
Really?
I definitely am more Jomo than FOMO.
What do you guys do that you have Jomo with?
Like, if I see people at like a concert I really did not want to go to, and I'm like chilling at home, like relaxing, like I have Jomo.
Oh, like
I'm like, wow, I'd much rather be like in relaxing than at this like really stupid concert.
So like if they asked you to go with them and you were like, I got something going on.
Yeah.
And then
or
you
like,
see a post and you're
yeah.
like, ugh.
And most
God.
Of my friends are like out of town. So like they're obligated to go to some things and I don't have to because like I'm out of town. And so when I see like things from this event, I'm like, ooh, I'm so glad I live far away and I don't have to go to that.
Anytime that there is an awesome true crime documentary or something on TV that I've really been wanting to watch and everyone else is going out, but I get to stay home and watch that in my pajamas, no makeup, I for sure have Jomo.
Of course you do. Now, this kind of surprised me that they're just adding this in there now. They're saying that womp womp, they use it as an interjection. It's used to dismiss or mock a failure. I'm like, isn't that what our grandparents did?
I definitely say womp womp.
You when? When do you say womp womp?
I do.
Womp?
I have
for never.
Sure.
Has anybody heard Alex say womp womp?
Yeah, I'm like, womp womp. So.
I do.
Yeah, okay, now she's trying to act cool because it's a new word.
No, I swear
Give
I've said that.
Give me a situation. Like, how would you use womp womp in a conversation?
Somebody's like, oh no, I accidentally left my tag on my shirt. I'm like, womp womp.
Okay, other ones in here. I think we all know what it is. Toxic masculinity, they say they've added that. Do you know what this abbreviation is? JSYK. JSYK.
Just so you know.
Boom, Alex, look at you.
Look at that.
Refreshed this morning. And whelp. I never say whelp, but I see a lot of girls do
I
that.
I say that.
Yeah,
whelp. Yeah.
Wow, see, we're learning a lot. These are just a few, I guess, that kind of stands out of the new words that were added to dictionary.com. Alex, can you wrap us up again with a little womp womp?
The Joe and Alex Show has to take a break. Womp womp.